The following podcast was recorded on May 5, 2008. Hello, this is Congressman John D. Dingell. Welcome to my podcast. I want to commend my House colleagues on passing H.R. 5613, the Protecting the Medicaid Safety Net Act, which I authored with my colleague, Representative Tim Murphy. This bill will place a temporary one-year moratorium on seven Bush administration-imposed Medicaid regulations that will make significant cuts to the Medicaid program. The bill passed the House on April 23rd with strong bipartisan support by a vote of 349-62. You might ask, how damaging would these regulations be if they are enacted? The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform found that the states stand to lose $50 billion in federal matching funds over the next 5 years if action is not taken. The respected health care advocacy organization, Families USA, took a look at how the regulations would affect my own state of Michigan. We stand to lose $732.2 million in Medicaid funds for the first year and $3.9 billion over 5 years. With fewer dollars circulating through Michigan's economy, it's expected that the state will suffer huge losses, $1.5 billion in business activity loss, 15,300 jobs lost, $572 million lost in wages to our working people, 15,000 special needs children would lose rehabilitation services. Another 29,000 developmentally disabled adults and children would lose rehabilitation services. 23,000 adults and 5,100 children who participate in supported independent living arrangements or group homes would lose access to critical community services and resources. Despite the bipartisan effort to stop these unfortunate regulations, the White House continues to try and push the regulations forward without a thorough and proper examination of the issues and the effects that they will have on the states and the people served by this program. The administration has ignored public comments submitted on the regulations and even threatened to veto this bill, which has enormous and broad support. There is little support outside of HHS for these actions. In fact, all 50 governors oppose the rules, as do the National Association of State Medicaid Directors, the National Conference of State Legislatures, the National Association of Counties, more than 2,000 national and local groups, such as the American Hospital Association, the American Federation of Teachers, and the March of Dimes support our bill. They know the devastating effect these rules would have on local communities, their hospitals, and on vulnerable beneficiaries. While I want to commend my Republican colleagues for their support of this bill, we know that more needs to be done to fix our broken health care system. Democrats have tried to make health insurance available to children, only to be turned away by this administration. This can't continue, and we hope that we can at least put the brakes on this for one more year. After that, well, it's up to you, the voters. We have a chance to get a person with different ideas in the White House next year. Please consider your choices carefully. This is John Dingell. Thank you for listening.